LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national
anthem.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees.
Kitties. It's Tuesday night, 9 o'clock or shortly thereafter. That can only mean one thing. Somebody left a window open. Well, holy crap. It is definitely a very special edition of the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour tonight. It's that time of year. It's that special time where all little boys and girls gather around and there's little parties and little gifts are given. And I even got a box of cookies at work today from someone who I thought absolutely hated me, and she left me even a special card, the whole nine yards. I was shocked and amazed, and I made someone else eat a cookie first because I wasn't quite sure she didn't hate me that much. So in honor of that special auspicious occasion, I've dragged a couple of my friends into the chat room, and they'll be listening live, and I'll maybe even picking up the phone and calling them here in a little bit. And I just wanted to have them around for this because one of my friends in particular, her name's Book Diva, she's in the chat room right now. I love her, Carla. She's a wonderful human being. This time of year for her, I swear this woman goes overboard from the day after Thanksgiving to New Year's Day. This woman eats, sleeps, and breathes this time of year. So just for her tonight, I put together this show, and I bet she didn't think I'd do it, but I did. So in honor of her, tonight it is the All Hanukkah Show. That's right, all songs tonight are Hanukkah songs. We've got songs by the Levies and by Kenny Ellis. I found two of the greatest Hanukkah artists. It is all Jewish music all night. Get your dreidels out, boys and girls.
Help me, just tell me, how do you
Monica. I was watching a spelling bee on ESPN2, and these kids were spelling words that don't come naturally to me or you.
Like oligarchy,
solipsism,
bouillabaisse,
epistemology,
insouciant,
onomatopoeia,
syllogism,
perspicacious,
hypothalamus, there's some other ones.
Hot dog!
No.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah.
I like hot dog.
But I bet they would get stumped if they had to spell Hanukkah. No one can tell.
Holy crap. There we go, boys and girls. That was How Do You Spell Hanukkah, and the name of the band on that one is The Levies. I got a couple of people still here in the studio. Questions have been asked. Am I playing any Adam Sandler tonight? The answer to that is no. Cindy here. Get on the mic. It's right there. Also in studio with me is my cousin Cindy. I dragged her out of bed to bring me a milkshake.
Yeah, not one, but two of them, because you needed a sugar rush.
I needed a sugar rush. I really did.
I was in bed nice and comfortable. It is 35 degrees out.
Were you by yourself? Couldn't have been that comfortable.
I would have answered the phone. Well, then again, I could have.
He could have listened. Hey, let me turn up your mic there. There we go. Wouldn't be the first time, because your phone has accidentally called me at certain times.
Let's not go there right now.
Do we need to retell the go with me to the adult store story?
Oh, Lord. He is like the best to go dildo shopping with on a Sunday, okay?
Let's just say I offer all sorts of insight. Do you really want one this big? I mean, come on. After this, no guy's ever going to match up.
But the color, he had something to do with it.
Yeah, the color had something to do with it. It also looked like you had to start it like a Harley. Holy crap. All right, guys. Tonight is the all Hanukkah edition of the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. With me,
I thought Hanukkah was like a week ago.
No, it's the 21st to the 29th this year.
Oh, man, I'm lost. Well, I'm usually in Thailand.
Wow. We're going to go right into some Kenny Ellis here. The name of the song is Swingin' Dreidel. You are listening to the Power Hour.
When it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 now dreidel I shall play. It has a groovy body with legs so short and thin. When it's very tired, it drops and then I win. Oh, dreidel, 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 legs so short and thin. Oh, dreidel, 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 it drops and then I win. Neska dol haya sham, great miracle happened there. We light the candles for 8 nights, it's happening. Playful, it loves to dance and spin. A swinging game of dreidel. Come on now, let's begin. Hey!
Is that Swingin' Dreidel? That's right. It is the all Hanukkah show here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Hanukkah Power Hour. I don't think I can add any more letters into that name, though, and make it any longer. Holy shit. Tonight's show is absolutely all Hanukkah. There is nothing but Hanukkah. Maybe I'll play the outro. I'll play the usual cake song. But for other than that, it's all Hanukkah. And it's all in honor of my friend Carla, who needed a little Christmas kick in the ass this year.
I'm not spitting ice cream on anything.
Joining me live in the studio, regretfully, is my cousin Cindy.
Hello.
Oh, Cindy and her, what do we call them? Your
twins.
The twins.
My CPUs.
Her Tempur-Pedic tits is what
they
are.
No, they're brand new memory gels. Yeah. Get it straight. They're,
like I said, Tempur-Pedic tits. I have a memory foam thing on my bed. Uh-oh, somebody's ringing. Sounds like you. So tonight is all about Hanukkah. For those of you who don't know, Hanukkah this year is from the 21st to the 29th. It's a great holiday where, according to Cindy, they light the dining room table on fire. No, there are candles. It's a menorah. You should do some research because it's actually kind of a cool holiday. Why are you doing it tonight?
Isn't tonight like the 16th?
I decided I would do it tonight. Someone better not be text messaging me.
No, it's me.
Oh, it's you. Oh, it's one of my guys from work, the dreidel song. Yeah, it is the all Hanukkah show. We're going to move right along here with some more Levy's. I just found these guys today on iTunes. I was looking for a band that could that I could play tonight because I wanted it to be kind of cool. I didn't just want to play the same old, you know, the Kleptomaniacs and a couple of the other usual bands when you think of Jewish bands or even like Midas Yahoo. I didn't want to play anything like that. So I went and found a band that I thought really kind of embodied what I expect in a holiday, and the Levies are definitely it. So here we go. The name of this one is, boy, I'm going to murder these names tonight because I don't speak Yiddish at all. The Latke Klan.
It's Latchkey.
Latchkey? It is not Latchkey. It's the Latke Klan on the Power Hour.
Hanukkah, I know it's gonna be alright. Everyone's together tonight. Feeling good, it's Hanukkah. Two candles lit, the holiday's just begun. We're in for lots of fun. The time has come, it's Hanukkah.
Treat now. Life has many decisions.
Jews have to make. I love it. You don't even have your headphones on. You don't even know what the music's doing. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am joined this week by my lovely co-host, Cindy.
Hi.
And her Tempur-Pedic tits. And
Memory gel. Yeah.
Sweetie, it helps if you speak directly into the mic.
Wait, let me gnaw on this.
There you go. Yeah, get your mouth on it like it's a big black cock. There you go. Folks, tonight's show is all about Hanukkah, that wonderful holiday every year.
Can you spell Hanukkah?
No, I can't. Okay. In fact, that was the first song we played tonight. How do you spell Hanukkah? Dude, there are so many. You know, that's why I could never be Jewish, because they can't decide on how to spell their holidays. So the two bands we're playing tonight are the Levees and Kenny Ellis. Kenny Ellis is more of a like a swing type thing. In fact, the name of the album is Hanukkah Swings. And the other album we're playing is Hanukkah Rocks by the Levees, both of which are really cool albums that I found today. I said, okay, these are really cool. I have to play these. So,
would you Google this shit?
No, I just looked up. I just looked it up on iTunes. It's not. It's not all that hard. I'm fairly savvy when it comes to the whole iTunes thing.
But you're not Jewish.
I don't have to be. Look at this nose. People think I'm Jewish all the time. You seen this thing? Fuck! I feel like Steve Martin and Roxanne.
Well, yeah, the side view has got. Thank you. Like a
Thank
slope
you.
At it.
I've never had a complaint, though. Thank you very much. It comes in handy in certain activities. Anyway, moving right along.
This is a holiday season.
This is the holiday show. You know, I'm going to hang mistletoe from my belt this year. We'll see if anybody takes me up on it.
Those are mistletoe belt buckles for the gay boys. Hello.
Why do I need one for the gay boys?
Because it's their thing.
What, sucking dick?
Well, guys don't have a problem getting down. Girls usually got to wear knee pads.
So you got it okay. Right into it. There you go. That's funny. I was wondering why you came in with your knee pads tonight. All right, folks. The name of this one is Hana Calypso.
Everybody's doing the Hanukkah Calypso in Baltimore, Miami, and even Poughkeepsie. It's really fun to do. It takes center stage. The Hanukkah Calypso is the rage of the age. Hanukkah Calypso.
Hanukkah Calypso.
Really, it's hip so.
Really, it's hip so.
Grab a cradle and spin. Land on gimbal, you win. De facto, it's hip so. Hanukkah Calypso.
Hanukkah Calypso.
Makes your heartbeat skip so.
Heartbeat skip so.
Grab a partner and dance. Come on, take a chance and do the Hanukkah Calypso. Light the candles for 8 whole nights. Eat those latkes till they're out of sight. We party with our family and with our friends and do the Hanukkah Calypso. Hope it never ends. Hanukkah Calypso.
Hanukkah Calypso.
It really is hip so.
Really is hip so.
Grab a cradle and spin. Land on gimbal, you win. De facto is hip so. Hanukkah Calypso.
Hanukkah Calypso.
Makes your heartbeat skip so.
Heartbeat skip so.
Grab a chance and do the Hanukkah Calypso. My Aunt Sophie, she looks so swell. She bought a new dress with her Hanukkah gel. She felt like dancing, so she ran onto the floor and did the Hanukkah Calypso till a 1:45. Hanukkah Calypso.
Hanukkah Calypso. Isn't that awesome? That's a nice little holiday song right there for you, isn't it? Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Shocking coincidence, I know. You are listening to the All Hanukkah Show. Isn't that awesome? Cindy had to leave. She did, in fact, just show up to bring me milkshakes, and she brought me two. Oh, she brought me two milkshakes. I have the McDonald's chocolate. I have the McDonald's, what, I got the McDonald's chocolate, and I got the McDonald's cookies and cream. I am quite happy. And joining me on the phone It's Carla. Hi, Carla.
Hello.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah? So you enjoying the Hanukkah music?
Oh, yes. It's very schleppy.
L'chaim. Oh, my gosh. Guys, I have known Carla forever and a day. She is the biggest Christmas fan ever.
No. Freak.
Yeah. If you could leave the Christmas tree up all year round, you would, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, because it matches the room.
These people have a whole room in their house dedicated to Disney. And it's not like some little back bedroom. No. It's the living room when you walk in.
Well, that's where it all fits.
Yeah, that's where it all fits. You guys are going to need a bigger house for all that shit eventually. Oh, my gosh.
Not in this market.
Not in this market, no. So, Carla, do you celebrate Hanukkah?
No.
Why not?
I'm not Jewish.
But Jewish people celebrate Christmas.
This is true. I actually have a Jewish friend who has a Christmas tree in his house.
Does he have a menorah?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know.
So he's not a real Jew, he's a faux Jew.
No, he just has a Christmas tree because he has a girlfriend.
So wait, are you saying in order for Jewish people to get laid, they have to have Christmas trees?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
That is so wrong. Holy crap. Well, guys, this is Carla, Book Diva. Now, Carla, are you going to post on our forums and talk about tonight's show?
If you want, I will.
Yes, on spankwagon.net. Please go and use the forums. We do not get nearly enough attention there. Also, we have a bacon sub forum now. You should definitely go and post there. Because my wife did, in fact, Jackie made me the bacon roll.
Oh, God, and you're still living. I'm impressed.
I know. So am I. I think I'm going to one-up it, though. I think this week we're going to put some egg inside of it. I'm going to roll it in dough and deep fry it.
In what, butter?
Well, I am going to deep fry in butter now. Holy cow. Carla, tell them the name of the show they're listening to.
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. It's the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Next up from the Levies, it's called My Goyim Friends.
All my goyim friends are making up their lists, and all my goyim friends get some pretty sweet gifts, like snowboards, cell phones, paintball guns, and iPods. Memberships to the last restricted golf clubs. But we will march on. Six pack of socks from each of our moms. It's oh so wrong, but we will march on. My goyim friends, they're eating up their ham, honey glazed, baked to perfection, with dinner rolls, gravy boats, and turkey, creme brulee, cherry pie, and fruitcake. I've heard all of our goyim friends say how lucky we are to get off each holiday, like Tu B'Shvat, Purim, and Rosh Hashanah, Passover, Sukkot, and Simchat Torah. We'll be right back.
That is My Goyim Friends by the Levees off their Hanukkah Rocks album. You are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. And tonight's Power Hour is all about Hanukkah. That's right. Hanukkah. I never really understood Hanukkah until I did a little bit of research, and it's actually kind of a cool holiday. Check it out. Do some reading about it. It's not the big holiday. There are other ones that are bigger, but it's definitely cool. The menorah and the dreidel and the eight nights of presents. And usually, people think, oh, Jewish people are so lucky they get eight presents, eight nights of presents. But it's not like real presents. They don't get like iPods or Game Boys or shit like that. No, they get like socks and pants and shit that they just generally need, not things that they want. It kind of sucks. If it wasn't for the fact that the Jews rule the world, it would just suck to be Jewish. Holy crap, did I just say that? Yes, I did.
It's sure good to see you and your sweet yellow noodles this holiday.
That was Kugel by the Levees. Kind of a cool song. If you listen to it, people think it's about food, but no, it's about how you want things to go back to the way they were when you were a kid and the way you remember them being. Man, I'm all kinds of phlegmy now from all this milkshake. I got two separate milkshakes here. I have one with cookies and one that's just chocolate. I think I may go into pancreatic shock here in a minute. It's fantastic. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is a Power Hour. I'm getting text messages. The show has me in fucking stitches. I'm glad people are laughing. I do hope that they enjoy the show. You know, not every show is like this, though. Most of the shows are just regular old music. How do you get these shows? Simple. If you are listening live, you can go to spankwagon.net, and you can find them all there. There's a podcast RSS feed thing up in the corner that Trencher put together that will allow you to actually download all of the Spankwagon shows, not just Spankwagon Radio, but also this one right here, the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, or as we like to call it, MRAF. It's a great name, isn't it? MRAF. Sounds like a noise your dog makes after he eats part of a diaper. MRAF. Well, we had two from the Levees there, so now we're going to play two back-to-back by Kenny Ellis. The first one's going to be "Twas the Night Before Hanukkah."
before Hanukkah, boy chicks and maidels, not a sound could be heard, not even the dreidels. The menorah was set in the window alight. In the kitchen, my bubby was grabbing a bite. Salami, pastrami, a glaze of latte, lots of kosher dill pickles and bagels, oy vey. Gesund und Geschmack, the Kinderlach felt, while dreaming of Game Boys and Hanukkah Geld. My alarm clock was sitting a clopping and ticking, and Bubby was carving a shtickle of chicken. When a tumult arose, like a thousand baruchas, Santa had fallen and broken his glasses. I put on my slippers, ain't spade dry, while Bubby was eating her herring on rye. I grabbed for my bathrobe and buttoned my gotkas, as Bubby was just then devouring the latkes. To the window I ran, and to my surprise, a little red yarmulke greeted my eyes. When he got to the door and saw our menorah,
Yiddisha kinder,
he cried,
kinder horror. I thought for a minute I was in a strange house. As long as I'm here, I'll leave a few toys.
He went to the kitchen and picked up a dish, a guppel, a messer, a shtickel of fish. With smacks of delight, he started his fressen, chopped liver, knedlach, and kreplach gegessen. Along with his meal, he had a few schnapps. When it came to eating, this boy chick was tops. He asked for some knishes with pepper and salt, but they were so hot that he yelled,
"Oy gevul!" In time for the Seder.
Then more rapid than eagles, as prancers they came, as he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Izzy, now Morris, now Louie and Sammy, on Irving, on Maxi, on Jaime and Manny.
He gave a good shry as he drove out of sight.
A good yontif to all, and to all a good night.
Remember, Hanukkah swing!
That was Kenny Ellis. The second song was Medley of Hanukkah Swings, Holiday, Pour the Oil. Folks, you are listening here to the Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Tonight's show, all about Hanukkah. Fantastic show that it is. Ace has joined us in the chat room. Ace, welcome, my friend. Buddy of mine from work. He's tethered on his laptop and using his phone as a modem. But he is here, and he is listening live, as all of you should be as well. Folks, we are going to keep this little gefilte fish roll going here. The name of this one, it's called Jewish Girls at the Matzah Ball.
But my tongue was tied, my mind just drew a blank. On Friday, my friend dragged me to a Jewish singles event. I told him there are better ways my time could be spent. He said, I think you ought to reconsider. His loneliness won't keep you warm in winter.
Was Jewish Girls at the Matzah Ball by the Levees. I am really digging this music. For those of you that are unfamiliar with the Levees, you should look them up on iTunes. Kind of a kind of cool. It almost reminds me a little bit of like Cake and some other bands of that ilk. But they're just Jewish and all their music is about Jewish stuff. That's not like a bad thing. I'm not like some neo-Nazi or anything. That's another of our friends who's surprisingly Hispanic. Anyway, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You are the listeners. This is the music. Tonight's show, all about Hanukkah. Again, you can find me live here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. There's some translation for that for Eastern and Central, but I don't care about those people because they don't live in the same time zone as me, so fuck them. You can also find me every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, and that's the fun show. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, that's when all hell breaks loose in the studio, and supposedly this week we'll have a lovely young woman in the studio who will be violating herself anally with a dildo the size of a fire hydrant. I wish I was making that up, but I'm really not. We're supposed to have that happen this week. I'm looking forward to it. What can I say? Although it will ruin porn for me for the rest of my life. Folks, we are moving right along here with our all Hanukkah show, the all Jewish show, the all Jew show, if you will. The two bands we've chosen tonight are Kenny Ellis, who is kind of a swing artist. The name of his album is Hanukkah Swings. Crazy, I know. Then there is also the Levies, who their album is Hanukkah Rocks. I guess there's this distinction in the Jewish community that you just don't give anything an exciting name. I don't know. The Jews aren't the ones with the buggies in Pennsylvania, are they? No, wait, that's somebody else. All right, guys, so here we go with some more Kenny Ellis for you on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. This one's called Hanukkah Candles.
Hanukkah candles burning for freedom, burning so all shall be free.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and kill that one right there because that one just sounds entirely too serious. And if there's anything I've learned on this show, you can stop a song part of the way through. Okay, so maybe I didn't listen to the whole album. Shut up. Was Gelt Melts by the Levies. For those of you who don't know, Gelt is the little chocolate coins that everybody seems to love other than my children. They can't stand them. They're like, ah, the chocolate tastes funny. I'm like, well, no shit. It's wrapped in gold foil. What do you expect? Although I do find it somewhat funny that the Jewish people give each other little piles of gold coins. Because they killed Jesus! No, I'm kidding. I don't care, really. Folks, this is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You are the listeners. Yeah, this one's called Rock of Ages.
Ah, Zegmore.
beshir mizmor Chanukat hamizbeach.
Alright guys, that is Rock of Ages by Kenny Ellis. Rounding up there the Hanukkah Swings portion of our show. Ace is taking off for the night. Ace, thank you very much for hanging around. You may want to hang around for just one more though. Because up next is the final song of the night. One I found that just had me rolling like you wouldn't even know. The name of this one is At the Timeshare and is by the Levies. Here on the Power Hour.
She likes it up here, but she'd rather be down there.
Where? At the timeshare, down in Boca, or was it Boynton, or Daytona?
Mom.
We had the most wonderful band at the clubhouse Thursday night.
Who was that, Mom?
Tony, Orlando, and Dawn. But Dawn was sick, so they had a special guest, multi-instrumentalist, to play the keyboards. He hit all sorts of wonderful buttons on the top. He was the big to-do.
My mother!
Well, folks, this music can only mean one thing.
Their backs on you.
It's the end of the show.
You'll lose your hair.
Yes, this has been
your teeth.
Definitely an interesting show.
Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie.
Let's see. I want to say thank you to all the people here at LV Rocks that let me put this on. Jimmy, Mr. Diggs, sir. Thank you much. Big thanks to Trench, who records this show every week and doesn't speak in the chat room and puts it up on the site for everyone to download it. That's at spankwagon.net.
You still don't like to leave before the end of the movie.
Also want to say thanks to my guests in the chat room this week, Book Diva and Ace, friends of mine. Thank you much for showing up. You know, I put this show on only because I love it and only because I love you guys. If there's something you want to hear on the show, something you think I'm doing wrong, something you do I'm right, if you have a band you want to introduce me to, anything of that sort, please email me, murphy@spankwagon.net. Let me know what you think. Make the show better, because I don't get paid to do this. You don't get paid to listen.
People you hate will get their hooks.
So tune in next week when, I don't know, maybe I could find some Kwanzaa music.
You'll
frown. Oh, man. They're going to kill me next week when they see this. So go to spankwagon.net, download this show and all the rest of the ones that we have for you to listen to. By all means, join in. I guarantee you,
before the end of the show,
it can't get any worse.